listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We started off the show with some Edgar Freese with specific gravity of smile. I'm getting ahead of myself with specified gravity. West Side Boring by the end of tonight from their Gunslinger EP. They were on temporary residence, limited, and I went through a phase a couple years ago, maybe a decade ago. I don't even remember when I did my mega order. I used to do these mega orders where I'd find a label that had an aesthetic, usually sonically, and go through their entire catalog when they were having a sale and just go full ham on certain bands, get absolutely everything that they had available. There's a group on temporary residence called By the End of Tonight, and I knew nothing by them, but what intrigued me was a series of 3-inch micro CDs, a project that the band did where each of them kind of got to take control of the release that was being put out. So it was about 20, 22 minutes max that each of these guys could have to just indulge their ego. And so I picked up those four CDs along with the rest of the band's output. And I don't return to it too often. It's mostly like a show music. When I'm home, I kind of tend to go back to the same things over and over again because it's just comfortable and, you know, it's rewatching the same show that you've seen a million times instead of starting something new. But every time I play By the End of Tonight and Nice Nice and all these other bands that I get when I'm getting the main stuff from these label binges that I do, I'm always kind of re-surprised. And I tell myself I'm going to listen to it more when I'm at home, but I never end up doing that. So I'm glad that I have the radio show here to rediscover and indulge. Leaf couldn't make it tonight. He's photographing the show at Rainbow Stage and probably exhausted. If he shows up, amazing surprise. If he doesn't, hopefully next week. I'm still waiting on my Brian Eno box set to show up. I placed an order with Screen Archives Limited for a couple of soundtracks that I've been missing from my collection, but two big surprise purchases that I didn't know I was going to be making at the time were two versions of Holst's The Planets. I love The Planet Suite. I love anything old and outer spacey. The one, there's two versions that I got. One was, I think, a 1979 synth covers album of The Planets, and I forget who did that. So I'm going to look it up while we're on break and see if I can find it. But the second one is Bernard Herrmann, after he finished in Hollywood, conducted with the London Philharmonic Orchestra his version of Holst's Planets. Apparently at the time it was a little bit maligned, negatively reviewed. I guess classical music people don't like their classics messed with. But he went bombastic in parts that were supposed to be quiet. He slowed down pieces where they weren't meant to be slow and put his own Bernard Herrmann spin on The Planets. And for the first time ever, that recording was released separately from the Bernard Herrmann box set that came out in Japan, I think in the early 2000s. So that's on its way. There's the 60th anniversary remaster of the Casino Royale soundtrack, not the Daniel Craig James Bond, but the early David Niven James Bond, the one that had Peter Sellers in it, the non-canon James Bond, for you Bond heads out there. And the last one was the remastered soundtrack of The War of the Worlds, and there's another movie that came out from the same director, I think the year before, but La La Land did a twofer of these two Alien Invasion soundtrack scores. So those are on their way. they'll probably both land tomorrow, and I'll have to wait a week to unleash them on you, but it is what it is. I'm going to hit play on the playlist right now, and we're going to get to some more Wonderful and Frightening World of Patrick Michaelishan. I'm going to be doing these loops in the background while I talk, and oh hell, are they ever inspiring. Stay tuned for more Wonderful and Frightening World of Patrick Michaelishan.
Thank you. sitting over here on Parchman Farm. Sitting over here on Parchman Farm. Sitting over here on Parchman Farm. And ain't never done no man no harm. Putting that cotton in a Olympus sack. Cotton in left foot slack. Putting that cotton in a left foot slack. 12-gauge shotgun at my back. Number nine, all I did was drink my wine. Gonna be here the rest of my life. Gonna be here the rest of my life. Gonna be here the rest of my life. All I did was shoot my wife.
too real. How y'all feel out there? Let me know if it's real out there, 'cause it is out here. It's a game of survival. Niggas is trying to live out here. Round here, I watch cats hit the floor and ain't there Johnny Gill out here. But it's too many cowards around. My real niggas getting killed out here. It's still out here. Bust to tell you what it is out here. A whole lot of pimps. Some live bitches out here. They liable to set you up. Man, everybody thugging it out here. Narcos even drug dealing out here. Can't club, slugs dealing out there. You out here, mob with us. Get dollars, it's what we about here. Gotta handle your biz out there. It's too real out here.
It's just that for real. It's the hustler's test. You ain't real.
Dedicated to all the fake suckers at home watching the video, then going outside and trying to portray this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Some wannabes out here, but they out of there. Time for Dill and Madlib out here. It's a whole lot of filth out there. Y'all can't be for real out there. Fake gangsters better chill out there. But y'all know the deal out here. It's real out here. Mills out there. And niggas got bills out here. Everybody trying to live out here. Everybody hustling out here. And you don't want your biz out there. Hoes be on some bullshit out here. You don't want to be without here. Niggas ain't giving a fuck, they will pull it out here. A bitch nigga won't peel shit, but a dumb nigga will out here. How a lot of blood gets spilled out here. It's fucked up, but it's real out here. Is that how it is out there? Shit don't make sense out here. Yeah.
The streets, we want the streets. We gotta get these hours on our toes, that shit.
Yeah, going out to my crumb snatchers. Better watch your back, 'cause it's real out here. When you caking it, bring the hate, and better bring the thing in. It's real out here. Detroit niggas getting real out here. LA niggas getting real out here. Worldwide, let's get live. In the same time, survive, 'cause it's real out here.
Nigga, you know the streets is watching. Yo, big money, nigga. Yo, niggas don't play. Holla. Yo, you better get your shine on, nigga. Before it's over. Yo, we here now, nigga. Yo.
The Pattersons are coming over, and we only have about enough grass left to roll one joint.
Oh, that's okay, Ted. I'll just mix it up real good with this.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm making marijuana helper.
Marijuana helper?
That's right. With Pillsburger's new marijuana helper, there'll be enough of this Colombian to go around for everybody. And look, marijuana helper makes our dope look as rich and potent as the best red bud.
Marijuana helper.
Now you can get as much as 3 ounces from every ounce you buy, thanks to Pillsburger's new marijuana helper.
Honey, you're a genius.
There. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Pillsburger's new marijuana helper from the makers of Angel Dust Cake, Pillsburger.
It really works.
Thank you.
listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan here on CKUW 95.9 FM. What a set. What flow. One of my favorite things to do at the station, I used to rack my brain trying to curate the perfect thing, and it's easy to fall into the same kind of groove, something that I'm comfortable with, that I know is going to work with something else because of how well I know a specific song or a specific group of songs, and I know a lot of them, and I'm good at it. But it also, I repeat myself quite a lot, and I want to always keep the show feeling fresh, mostly for myself, so I don't get bored. I've been doing this for over 19 years now, I think. And I buy music, I collect music, I devour music. I'm always looking for something interesting to scratch that itch, and I want to have the most interesting, eclectic radio show that I also enjoy listening to. So what I started doing at the station is I get here, I have a hard drive that I bring to every show. I try to keep as much of my music collection that I own physically on my hard drive digitally, so I can bring it with me, and if there's a song I want to play, the way that I used to do the show is if I didn't have the CD with me, I just wouldn't play it. And sometimes it would be a perfect song to follow a song that I already played, and it kind of drove me nuts. So I invested in a hard drive, and now I bring everything with me. At the start of the show, I go through my hard drive and I make a folder, and I just take a bunch of songs that I've either haven't listened to in forever, never heard, that are brand new introductions for me, along with a few things that are comfort touchstones. And then I take all those songs and I throw them into the program that we use to play songs from the computer, and then I just hit random. And sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it's a mega sonic clash that's jarring and abrasive. But other times, like today, like just now, pure magic happened from the randomness of the whack-up player. We started this set off with Brian Eno and Harold Budd with Above Chiang Mai from Ambient 2, The Plateau of Mir. Patty Kingsland in the BBC Radiophonic Workshop with the backing track Edit of Seen and Heard from the Stone Tape soundtrack. Poison 13 with Parchment Farm. The Peter Thomas Sound Orchestra with Katachi from Orion 2000. And here's where it gets really good. It went into The Aquatics with Santana Part 2, Carrie Mriggins with Africa, and J-Lib with Survival Test. That spoken word exit about Marijuana Helper really blended nicely into the Holy Family's world you are coming to off their self-titled debut album on Rocket Recordings. Which leads me to another funny little story. If you're a music geek, and I'm assuming you are there any bands that are kind of big on the music map in the world that you live in that you don't actually really know, but you know everything around it? Let me give you an example. Holy Family are part of the whole Guapo core. There's a kind of an English art rock experimental psych band called Guapo. I think they're British. But there's a whole bunch of satellite bands around them. There's Miasma and the Carousel of Death. There's the Holy Family. There is the Sorcerer's... Is it the Sorcerer's Apprentice or the Fire Eater? Hold on. Man, I'm blanking right now because I'm reading about Devo. Guapo Discogs. Okay, so there's a guy in the band named Dave Smith. Dave Smith is the guy that I follow. They are British. Guapo is the main band. I think I might own one Guapo CD, but I don't know where it is, and I don't think I've ever listened to it. Miasma and the Carousel of Headless Horses, The Holy Family, and The Stargazer's Assistant are all bands that Dave Smith is in. The ones that I have everything by are The Stargazer's Assistant, The Holy Family, Miasma and the Carousel of Headless Horses. Same with Pere Ubu. I don't have any Pere Ubu. I barely know anything about them, but I have both Speaker Cranker albums, I have a bunch of Alan Ravenstein. I know there's another Pere Ubu, Rocket from the Tombs, Hi Maya, all these bands that are around the main planet. I have all these satellite bands, but are you familiar with this sensation where you just have such a cultural blind spot? It would be like if you had all of Ringo and Paul and John and George's solo albums, but never heard the Beatles. I know it's weird, but I'm sure that there's more people out there like me who've had this experience. What I'm doing here at the station with this music is inspiring me to not just try and record songs. Sometimes I get in my head about something not coming out the exact way that I want it, because I have an idea of what I want to create, and I'm realizing the more I create that there's nothing wrong with making bricks. Like this right now, what we're hearing in the background is a brick. And it sounds interesting, and it's fully formed. And what I've been doing is just recording things like this, like a minute or two of just this kind of stuff. And then in my audio editing program or my video editing programs, I just lay in audio and mix it together into something that works. Instead of me trying to just get a song out perfectly, it's kind of like a paint board that Bob Ross would have that has all his globs of color on it, and then there's a spot where you mix them all together to hopefully make something new and pretty. And if it doesn't work, then you just take a little bit more color from the edge of the board and bring it into the middle. And that's what I've been doing a lot lately, making these beautiful sonic bricks and then storing them in my men's shed for later use, and then I can configure and reconfigure and build something really, really nice. And I like that I can workshop some of these ideas and techniques here with you during the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, which means it's time for Compulsory Can. So stick around. Can is coming up. I'm hoping to get the last two Can live albums to add to the collection and rotation for you here at CKUW when you tune into 95.9 FM on Thursday nights. And now I'm just rambling. I'll be back in a bit. Here's a Compulsory Can.